Paul Ramel broadcasting from Pebble Creek Golf Course here in Becker on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And the results are in. The girls have finished the day one of two here at Pebble Creek. And with me is Lac Parle Valley girls head coach Kip Stender. And Kip, give us the results. I know a lot of our listeners are waiting for the results here today. Beautiful day.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, the girls had a good round today. Right now, they're currently leading. They are in first place with a 354, one of our better rounds of the year overall.
Okay.
Park Christian is in second place with a 373. Badger Greenbush is in third place with a 385. Adrian Dragons are in fourth place with a 399, followed by Fillmore Central, 403. Bold is 406. And seventh place, Janesville Water of Pemberton, 407. And Brams of 412. So far so good. We're excited to be in the position we're in and come back tomorrow and golf well again and see how we end up here.
So you had a number of teams here today, and currently Lac Parle Valley is in first place. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, no, it's we just knew if we golfed our games, we should be in this position or close to the leader, but. Coming out on top after kind of a struggle first 5-6 holes, but they all put it together. They all golfed really good rounds. I'm really proud of all six girls. All of them golfed well.
Yep. Kind of a sluggish start, like you told me earlier, though, the first nine holes.
Right. Maybe it's nerves, you know. Maybe it's, it's got to be nerve-wracking when you're at a state tournament and there's people there and just the atmosphere and the meaningfulness of it. We got down here three times to practice, so I think that really helped them get acclimated to the course and golfed really well in those rounds. Mm-hmm. So I look for good things tomorrow, and we'll go back to the hotel and relax, have some fun, and come back tomorrow and give it a whirl.
All right. Let's talk about individually talk about each girl here and how they did. You saw them play, of course, off and on during 18 holes.
Yep. Mark and Chad were coaches on the course, so I was just, walking around watching from a distance. Saw all of them recover from bad shots. Saw all of them get good shots. I had a few birdies today, so I got a few Snicker bars to hand out. I bought a bag full, and if we get more tomorrow, I'll buy another bag. But I know they golfed really well. Leading us today was Isabella Jacobs with a 78. She's currently in first place. Sarah Halverson has an 81. I believe she's in second place. And there's still some individuals that have to finish yet, but the six teams are in. All eight teams are in. So over half the golfers are in already. Brooklyn Olsen shot a nice 94. That's a great round for her. Molly Halverson had a 101. Caitlin Kittleson shot a 114, and Grace Vosick finished with a 118. So that tied her personal best, and so doing that at state. And she wasn't able to get down here for the practice round, so that was really good for her. So,
yeah, Bella Jacobs probably had one of her best rounds of her career, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's her personal best in 18, but when you put it into a state tournament format, it's a personal best to me. Shooting 78 down here on the first day and shooting really well.
Yeah, she is all smiles when she came up on 18 when I was watching her.
Yeah, no, she was excited. She kind of knew she had golfed well. I think she was in shot even par on the front nine, so 36. Let me look here at the individuals. I can kind of give an update where they're at. Yep. So currently, Isabella Jacobs is in first place with a 78, and tied for second place is Sarah Halverson and Emily Stulen from Park Christian individually with 81. So I don't think anybody else is going to finish better than a 84 probably. So they're the top three golfers right there. And Park Christian is going to be the team. They've been really strong in the last two state tournaments where their second day they've made up 20 strokes or more. So we can't let up at all. We gotta continue to golf the way we should and can, and we should end up with good results tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. So rough. What is it? A 19 stroke lead?
I think 19. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. You might sleep well tonight.
No, never sleep well with the state tournament. It doesn't take long, but we control our emotions and control our thoughts and our positive. It'll be a good result.
Well, I heard you got your lucky hat on from a couple years ago.
Yeah, I went with the one that we won state with, and we're not wearing anything we wore when we took third. So,
That's good.
You got to stick with what works. So.
All right. boy, there's a lot of La Caprile Valley people up here following the girls. Not only family, but just regular fans.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a former Madison state champion, Sam Skoyan, was here, and Dennis Lund was here, and, you know, a lot of family members, grandparents, so it's nice. The kids enjoy that. They're getting used to having people around, so it's that, you know, that doesn't bother them anymore. So, you know, the program's evolved to where it is, and I'm really proud of all six girls and how they golfed together and stuck together. And, you know, some of them had some rough holes, but they came back and, you know, got a birdie or a par, and that takes that eight and averages it out. So,
yep. Well, just a fantastic day at Pebble Creek here for the La Caprile Valley girls team, and really looking forward to tomorrow. It's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow, Kip.
Yeah, a little warmer, but I'm thankful we're golfing in the mornings this year, the 7:30 tee time today, and tomorrow they get to sleep in a half hour, 8:15. They're pretty excited about that.
All right.
But 8:15 tomorrow, we'll tee it off.
All right, thanks, Kip, for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk with the girls tomorrow. We don't want to, you know, we want them focused on what's happening on the golf course here, and we'll do our interviews tomorrow with the girls then.
Yeah, that sounds good, Paul. Thank you very much for coming out and supporting the program and publicizing what we're doing.
Yep. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul.
Once again, La Caprile Valley girls in first place after day one here at Pebble Creek in Becker.